Greetings and salutations, a quick boo from your favorite little kitty cat, me, Sassycat. On Thursday, December 12th, before I forget, happy birthday to my thug. Well, the thug. I call my oldest child the thug. Why? Well, because he's a thug. But anyway, he turns a whopping 28 years old today. Yes, 28. Got to be that age once again. No. Anyway, I was listening to all the audio boos. I'm on my way to Corn Country. It's only 3 degrees out. When I woke up this morning, it was -4, and the wind chill is -15. Brr. Hopefully, my car will eventually warm up. Social networks and sharing one's opinion and all that jazz. All I can say is that when I worked at my other job that I quit this year, we had to sign a document stating that we will not post anything work-related. We will not be friends with any of the residents. Coworkers is fine. But we were not allowed to take photographs, anything to do with social networks regarding work. And so one of my coworkers invented the rub and tug massage parlor so that we could reference work. And so if you happen to find anything that, you know, rub and tug. And I do give indications of, you know, that I worked at a high rise. An apartment building, I was transportation and activities personnel. But anyway, and then the job that I'm working currently, I work with underage minors, no pictures. They do sign, no, that's Girl Scouts, never mind. And I try really hard not to reference directly anything that I work. And I remember when I was applying for jobs elsewhere, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, people look up your social networks, and they look up what you're doing. And I guess nowadays, and you know, your job, everybody's watching everybody else. And you know eventually that bigger powers that be are going to be watching. And I think that's what might be concerning to individuals. The other thing that I was thinking too is, you know, being a blogger, I see these mommy blogs and they post pictures of their babies. And I'm really reluctant because anybody can see them, you know, and my children are older, but they're still going to be out there looking for jobs, and they're still going to be out there, you know, and people are going to reference, do their homework, and it's really kind of easy to find out who you are. I was told that by a few people on Audioboo. you know, you take a few words and you type it up and you can find out a lot. And these mommy bloggers, you know, post all kinds of, I mean, pictures of their husbands and, you know, just detailed information. And I'm thinking, wow, that's really brave of you. I wouldn't do it, you know. And then what happens when your kids grow up and they're going, oh my God, I couldn't get this job because of what my mother posted. Oh, you know, and all I can think of is there's this website called I think it's Shut the Fuck Up or something. It's a reference to parents and how the people who don't post pictures of their kids, blah blah blah, you know, we don't really give a crap that your child is, you know, took a dump for the first time kind of thing, and they took pictures and posted it on Instagram, those kind of things, you know. I don't know, I got mixed feelings about the whole. And as far as Facebook goes, I got rid of the page that had my family on it, and I did a 30-day life without Facebook challenge, and oh my God, I survived. Facebook's kind of boring, and it's really getting in your business, and it really, really scares me. So I try to, you know, minimize the stuff that I do, but I'm running out of time, and I got to drink my tea before it gets cold, because I'm sure it won't take long before it gets cold in my car. All right. Later, people.